Do you want to know what makes a knowledge grow? Then everybody watch the Dean Show. The Dean Show.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you. You're watching The Dean Show. We're here every week, same time, same channel. And if you don't see us on the TV, you can watch all of our shows at thedeanshow.com. You can also go there to see more speakers that we've had in the past. But today, the wonderful speaker, our guest, Dr. Mandu, is going to be talking about the key. The key to what? Your car? To your garage? To your house? No, the key to paradise when we come back here on The Dean Show.
Allah, there's only one God, and Muhammad is His messenger. Allah, la ilaha illallah. Allah, there's only one God, and Jesus was His messenger. Allah, la ilaha illallah.
I don't know why I did that. Maybe it's just to break the ice. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Peace be unto you.
And to you as well.
I'm getting very comfortable working with you.
Alhamdulillah, me too.
We've done some shows in the past, and people can go to the Dean Show. You got your own section there.
Alhamdulillah, may Allah accept, inshallah.
May Allah accept this from
all
us.
All of us now.
Ameen. There's a key.
Yeah.
And that key fits into somewhere. So we want to talk about this key. It's not to someone's house, car, it's the key to paradise. Let's talk about this, Shaykh, please.
When we talk about the key to paradise, we really don't talk about a real key, but we talk about a metaphor here that any key that has some teeth in it, without these teeth, it wouldn't open. Mm-hmm. And here we're talking about opening the key, opening the door of paradise and the gate of paradise. On the top of that is knowledge. Seeking knowledge. So the first key is seeking knowledge, mm-hmm. having knowledge. Because if you don't have knowledge about something, you become ignorant. You don't know what's going on. So seeking knowledge, and that's why seeking knowledge is an obligation upon every male or female Muslim. And in fact, it is an obligation on everyone, because if you can afford it, yes, you can do it. So with knowledge, you would know what you're doing. You would know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from you. Without knowledge, what can you do? For example, let me give you an example. Can you build a car without knowledge about mechanics, without knowledge about electricity, without knowledge? You cannot.
No, it takes some effort.
It takes some effort. You need the knowledge before you start practicing.
Yeah.
So seeking knowledge is very important, knowing the things. Especially this religion, is all of it is based on knowledge. فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you should know that there is no God except Almighty Allah. So seeking knowledge and is the first tooth that we say, among these all teeth that in the key that would help you open paradise. So the first tooth is seeking knowledge. And the second, what should you know first? A person in this life, what does he need to know first? There's a lot of things mm-hmm. that are going on in the world. For example, let me tell you that the amount of knowledge that were brought up to humanity in year 2007 equals the amount of knowledge that was on the earth for the last 5,000 years. Knowledge, a lot of information, a lot of data, a lot of knowledge are there. And we need to know. So which type of knowledge that I need to know? Because there's a lot and you have to pick and choose. No, there should be priorities. And this is done in the first message that was given to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. The first message was given to him was read, recite, know about what? Bismi Rabbika, about your Lord.
So now it's a step here. It's not
a step here.
Achieving the PhD first.
No.
That can become second, third, or fourth.
But the main priority is you should know about your Creator.
Know about the one who gave you life.
Yes.
And who will give you death.
Absolutely. When the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was a case that a shepherd hit his maid or servant who was looking after his sheep, And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam called her and asked her about the first thing, the first question that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked her was, where is Allah? So he asked her a question of knowledge. So she said, she pointed to the sky. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from this answer, knew that she is a Muslimah. Yeah. So he asked a person to set her free. Yeah. So what I'm saying here, the importance of knowledge here, because you cannot be any person who has value in this life without knowledge.
Why is it difficult for a lot of people? You'll see them acquire, even sit through the toughest math classes, the toughest calculus class, and they'll study so hard because they have a vision. They have a vision, they're going to get this degree, yeah, and then they're going to get this status. But when it comes to getting a person a book to read about something that should be the most important thing, who their creator is,
absolutely,
and what he wants from them, this is like kryptonite to some people. Yeah. You know kryptonite, Superman, that makes the strongest man weak? Yeah. They just find this so difficult. Why is this?
Simply because I would say that their vision is very limited.
Vision.
They don't have this broad vision.
Yeah.
That even the vision that we Muslims have is given to us by Almighty Allah. He said that direct your vision to the maximum goal. The maximum goal is what for anyone is paradise, reaching paradise in order to enjoy all the type of enjoyment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide us, in order to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to live with forever, not suffering from any type of disease or any type of calamity. We want this type of life.
They're not seeing that.
They are not seeing that.
So they're just
Limited to a PhD or a graduation or working in a big job and being a rich person or something, or making some achievements in the world. Yes, which is not bad, but it is still a limited version in comparison with this big whole picture that a Muslim targets. And I think any one of them is subject to training. I mean, we can train. When they know the truth, they start changing it. So the Prophet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directed Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and directed all of us, is that your first priority in this life is your Lord, your Creator. You should know the one who gave you everything that you have. You have a brain, you got a PhD because of your brain. It's because who gave you this brain? It's Almighty Allah. You didn't make your brain. You just used it correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And there's, if you used it correctly, there's another way of using it better. The way to use it better is to know about the one who gave you this brain in order to thank him, right? In order to tell him that, yes, I am grateful to you because you endowed me with all these good qualities that I use them in this life. Without them, I cannot live. Without them, I could not compete.
Mm-hmm. So that key that we put
the key is, the first truth of it is knowledge, seeking knowledge. And this knowledge should be linked with the most important knowledge, which is the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing about Allah. That's why the second thing after seeking knowledge of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah.
Let's elaborate on this. It's a La ilaha, so there's something here of a negation.
Yes,
you're negating
absolutely.
Something first.
Absolutely. A Muslim would say, but before he said that Allah is the only Lord, he would say, he would negate all the gods that are claimed to be gods. He would negate that. And he'd say that there is no true God because there are many gods. For example, in India, there are 360 million idols. People worship them.
Yeah.
They think they are gods. So everywhere in the world, you find people thinking that they are gods. This is God, this is God, this is God. So before you say Allah, you should negate that there is not a single other God except Almighty Allah.
So some examples, if you were living during the time now of another messenger, say Jesus, peace be upon
him.
And then let's say they were worshiping, you know, Jupiter, Venus, the Greeks and the Romans, they had all these different gods. Those were negation. They're
absolutely
not gods. Today we don't have those gods. Let's say someone doesn't visualize that. Give us some practical example how money, your status, job can
people
be.
People think that.
God.
Yes.
Talk about this.
Yes, for example, people, their own ideas, their own whims. People love themselves so much to the degree that they think that they are gods. And the Quran said something about it. It said, أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَهَهُ هَوَى. Have you seen the person who have seen his desires, who have taken his desires as his own God? That means that he is following his desires.
So that's like, what I think, my opinion is
this, that. So my opinion is better than your opinion, yeah.
So forget about what God Almighty
said.
What
God
said,
it's me, I, so, and you find a lot
of
people.
So now you made yourself a God.
Absolutely. And when I did that.
Yeah.
We did that. They are making themselves something about above other human beings.
Yeah.
This is, of course, one of the diseases that the people have, and they need to refocus their attention to rethink of the passage that they are going through.
With that, let's take a break, Sheikh, and we'll be back here, God willing, on the Dean Show.
Exactly.
No speech is better than to do da'wah, to call people to Allah and to do the work.
No speech is better.
No, nothing is better than that.
Is it true that if one person on the Allah giving you the ability to guide someone with Allah's permission, the Creator's permission, that is better than everything in this world?
Better than the whole world and everything that's in it. In another narration, it's better than the best of wealth. But if we really felt that, Eddie, would we not be out giving da'wah?
And this is something that we encourage all the MSAs, all the da'wah organizations, the masjids, to get this. We want to print more. We give these to the non-Muslims for free, for free, for free. We want our brothers in humanity to become our brothers in faith. And
I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone.
Welcome back to the Dean Show. We're discussing the key to paradise. We left off with knowledge, and now we're coming to the negation. Negating any other deity, God, and you left off with desires, you making yourself into a God. Please talk about
that. Other examples that people love money so much, or people love other desires so much. These are types of, and people still love and worship idols in different places. So then, this issue is very important, knowledge about God. Now we're talking about God, except who is here? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we say this, we need to focus on two issues. The most important thing is that's to guarantee and ensure that the knowledge that you get about God is correct. Because if this knowledge is not correct, it will lead to deviant thinking.
And that just makes sense. You want to write a biography about someone, make sure it's accurate.
Exactly. Yeah. Because if you misunderstand any quality of him, this will lead you to other things.
Gotcha.
Yeah. For example, a misunderstanding is that when people say that God has a son, which is according to the Quran, according to our belief, or according to any rationale, that it's the biggest insult that you make to God when you say that. The reason is...
Give us the reason about so you can bring it home.
Absolutely.
Because many people are having this belief.
The reason is you downgrade Almighty Allah from the divinity level to the human level. Because this is a quality of creature, a quality of humans to have son.
Animals too, right?
Animals and all the creatures, yeah. But it is not the quality of the creation. It's not the quality of the creator of this creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unique, is different from that. So when you insult him by saying that he has a son, this is the biggest insult. The reason is that you downgrade him. And the Quran has many verses about that. You're making him similar to his creature.
And there's nothing similar to the creator.
Nothing similar is to Almighty Allah. Nothing is equal to him. Nothing is like him. So knowledge, that's why. So knowledge, you have to be sure that it is authentic, 100%. Otherwise, it affects the brain. And that's why you find many people, if not all the people who became Muslims, who were Christians, for example, they would say that we never truly believe that God has a son. Because it just doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense,
It doesn't.
And then this they found the answer in the Quran almost in every ayah.
Yes, because when we think about it, we think, okay, you know, cats have kittens, dogs have puppies, cows have calves. What would a God have? Baby God?
Yes, baby God.
Doesn't make
baby
sense.
Baby God. And we said, what does he look like? And he becomes in a form of a man.
Now you got to describe God. What color was he?
Yeah, because if you say that the sun is like this, so you imagine that he looks like his father.
So now you're giving a visual.
You're giving him something visual, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond that. you limit God when you say that he has a son, or you give him any quality that the human beings have.
Anyone now, I think, you know what, the light bulb's coming on if they're sincere.
Alhamdulillah. So now, this is an important issue, seeking the knowledge about good, which is correct and authentic knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
The second one is, the more you get knowledge about Allah, the more you live soundly and safely in this earth.
Yes.
Because you would know that he loves you, he's so merciful to you, he is the all-knowing, he is the all-powerful. You know all these aspects of Almighty Allah. So you start knowing him, and this knowing and this knowledge about Allah leads to love. You cannot love something that you are not aware of. If I ask you this question, do you love rambutan and nangka? Do you love it? You can see it in your face.
What
are you talking about? These are beautiful fruits.
Yeah.
But you don't know them because you didn't have any experience with them. They are very beautiful fruits that grow in Southeast Asia. Because you don't know them, you cannot develop this positive relationship with them. But I know them. So I know, I love them.
Oh, I see what you
simply said. Because I know them. So when you know about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you start developing this attitude of loving Almighty Allah based on the knowledge that you get on him.
So how do we get the knowledge? So we set a negation, okay? So we want to know that we're negating anything that was in the creation, was born,
to be God,
here, living with us, died, that was not God, can never
be
God. So God is the one who created everything.
Absolutely.
That is the first part, right?
Yeah.
Let's move on to the second.
Okay, the second part, that Muhammad is his messenger. Okay?
Is that same as like if you were living during the time of Jesus, he was
absolutely
the messenger?
Absolutely.
Moses was the messenger?
I'm coming to that.
Okay.
The message at the time of Jesus was La ilaha illallah, and Jesus is the messenger.
Same what you just said, negation,
exactly.
Affirmation.
Negation, of course, because
negating all false gods.
It's impossible that Jesus would give a different message than Moses, than Abraham, than Muhammad.
That makes total
sense. All of them
sense.
Are messengers. It doesn't make sense. What makes sense is that all those messengers brought the same message from Almighty Allah to their people.
Yeah.
So now, and the reason is you have to witness that, because the information about God that we got through Muhammad.
Mm-hmm.
Or at the time of Jesus, the people there got it through Jesus. At the time of Moses, they got it through Moses. So there should be, this is the second part of it. There is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his messenger.
Mm-hmm.
So because Muhammad is the one who brought us the knowledge about God. He brought us the Quran.
Yeah.
And the Quran is the main source of knowledge about God.
Just like Jesus, if you can elaborate on this, he brought Revelation, which was the Injil.
The Injil.
And then Moses brought the Torah.
The Torah, absolutely.
So you had to go through them, not like you
absolutely,
had to use them as intercessors, but through their teachings. People get this confused.
Yeah, because
so they prayed through these people.
Absolutely. Because the revelation came to Jesus, and the revelation came to Moses, and the revelation came to Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they know about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they teach us about Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guaranteed that the knowledge that Jesus had, and Moses had, and Muhammad had, all this is correct knowledge.
Uh-huh. But if someone says, you know what, look, I love Jesus so much, I'm just going to not worship him,
absolutely,
but I'm going to follow his teaching, and they forget about the last and final message of Prophet Muhammad.
Those people, most of them, because they didn't know about Muhammad.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that's why they think that they need to. Yes, for example, the people at the time of Moses, right, they followed the footsteps of Moses. And these footsteps stopped when Jesus came. Because Jesus came, so this canceled, I wouldn't say canceled, but at least this revived that.
Uh-huh.
So they should follow the people who were living, who were following Moses. And Moses died. At the time of Jesus, they have to follow Jesus.
Yeah.
Right?
That's
they
it.
Witnessed that. That's it. The people who were living at the time of Jesus, let me assume that. Some person who was living at the time of Jesus, and then after that, Jesus was taken to heaven, as we believe Muslims in that. So he disappeared, and after that, the message of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came. We are obliged to follow the message of Muhammad. But the problem is a lot of people don't know this issue, don't know that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the final messenger. And we tell the people, have you ever heard about another messenger after Muhammad?
Mm-hmm. No. Is
all those people who claim that they are messengers, any average person would be able to discover that they are
the
fake,
flaws,
they are lie, of course.
Their credibility,
absolutely,
if you just look into it.
Absolutely, into their history.
Yeah. You said something amazing. The more before when we spoke, the more you look into this man's life,
yeah,
sincerely, about if you're looking Muhammad for trouble,
yeah, of course.
If you're looking to
of
spin
you'll
something,
find trouble.
You'll find trouble. But if you're sincere and looking at his life,
yeah,
you'll come to know that he was indeed a messenger from
absolutely.
The Creator.
Like Jesus at his time, if you look into his life, you would absolutely say that he's a messenger because he was the best human at that
the
time.
The best. But some people were spitting on him. They were chasing him out, trying to kill him.
Everyone in the world has some enemies.
Yeah.
Especially the good ones like Jesus and like Moses, like Abraham. The same thing happened to Abraham. The same thing happened to Moses alayhi salam.
Perfect.
Absolutely.
Example.
So the same
thing is happening to the last the final messenger,
to Muhammad, peace be upon him. Even when they are dead.
Yeah.
When they are dead, even Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is still in his grave, and still people are jealous and have show some hatred to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam simply because they can see the effect of a person in his grave on living people.
Yeah.
Perhaps you can say this proudly, that the Muslims are the one who follow their messenger.
This is.
You would never find any people follow their messenger like the Muslims follow the footsteps of the Prophet ﷺ.
Let's take a break.
Let's take
and we'll continue
on. Okay.
We'll be right back.
One of the beautiful things about our religion of Islam is the emphasis on direct ritual and prayer through God directly. There is no intermediary.
The lights will go on after the party, and the party will end.
It's very simple and very clear. There are no superstitious rituals, no strange incantations.
Time is running out. We might not make it till tomorrow. And this is something that we need to think about.
So if you find yourself, your iman is going down, check yourself.
And that's how a lot of people are with religion.
You got some CD or some music in the car, bobbing your head to 50 cents or...
They're not willing to let go of something they know is not working for them.
Lady Gaga, Goo Goo, and all that other nonsense?
They know it's not working for them, but they keep hoping that somehow it will come through for them until...
Stay tuned, 18-inch biceps! We'll see what happens to Eddie on The Dean Show.
Welcome back to The Dean Show. We're here with Dr. Muhammad Mahmoud. And we're talking about the key to paradise. So continue on, Shay. We just talked about the negation, affirmation, and then the teacher, who was the teacher like Jesus and Moses and Abraham. And today we need to get to know the last and final messenger. Like you said, anyone who comes into this and approaches it sincerely will see that he was indeed a messenger sent by the Creator.
Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected the best human beings to be the messengers for human beings. So Abraham and Moses and Jesus and Muhammad were the best at their times. And because Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the last messenger, so he's the messenger for all human beings. I want you to see the train of logic here.
Yeah.
When we talked about the key with all these teeth, and the first tooth is seeking knowledge, and the most important knowledge is about Almighty Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth.
Yeah.
And then that... God has messengers, and we witness that Muhammad is his messenger. And then we're talking about now the love of Allah. The more you know about Allah, the more you love him.
Mm-hmm.
And again, okay. So this is the third or fourth key here, fourth tooth. What comes after that? If you love Allah, what is required from you? This love should be translated into action.
Mm-hmm.
And here, if it doesn't translate into action, it's a fake love.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a true love. If you want to show that you love someone, right, you obey him.
Yeah.
You obey him. For example, if your wife asks you to bring her a green skirt and you travel and come back with a black skirt, you are not pleasing your wife.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to please her, you please her with what she wants from you.
Yeah.
Not according to you. This is exactly the essence of ubudiyyah.
Yeah.
If you want to worship Allah, you worship Allah according to the way He wants you to worship
Him. Or if your mother says, son, go get me something from the grocery store, and you just kiss her and say, go get it yourself.
Okay, absolutely.
It doesn't work.
So love should be translated into action. And this action is submission or obedience. Once you understood about Allah, with all these attributes, beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You need to translate this into love. So now I love him because of his mercy.
I'm ready to do what you want me to do.
Yes. How do people love each other? I love him because of his beauty. Yes. He's the most beautiful thing in this universe.
Uh-huh.
Right. Anyway, so after that, you love him, you need to translate this into obedience, into submission. The word obedience and submission, this is the essence, or this is exactly the same meaning of Islam. You become a Muslim. You surrender yourself. You submit yourself to the will of Allah. Oh Allah, what do you want from me? Mm-hmm. Whatever you want from me, I am willing to do.
I'm here at your service.
And I'm your servant. Tell me what to do. Now it's 12 o'clock. It's the time of noon prayer. Let me get ready for the prayer of noon.
I mean, for some people, it's hard to get to this state, but we see it every day. The man will come, honey, whatever you want from
honey,
me.
I love you.
Or the woman say, I'll do anything for him.
Yes.
Or my boss, yes, master. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And he brings
yes.
him.
Yes, coffee, sir. Whatever you need.
Yes, what can you do? I do for you. What can I do for you?
We should have this enthusiasm for the one who gave us
absolutely.
More than you can
absolutely.
Even compare.
That's what we do. Yeah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to pray at 6 o'clock in the morning. We pray at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to fast in Ramadan. We fast in Ramadan. We just full submission to Him. Because this submission is a translation of the love uh-huh. that we have for Almighty Allah.
He doesn't need these prayers, does he?
Of course he doesn't need
it. This is for our better development.
This is how to be a good person. Because when we follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the manual that He sent us, which is the Holy Quran, we are doing the things that teach us how to deal with the Quran and how to deal with the people around you. How to deal with your parents, how to deal with your husband. How much money, for example, if you die, the inheritance should go to that child, whether he is a male or a female. How much money should be given to your parent after you die? How much? Every aspect of life.
Every detail.
You know, every detail.
So it's like the manual. You get in and you're in the car and it tells you how to rub this or
this
and that.
To fix it. Without this manual and you don't have knowledge, you cannot run it.
Yeah.
So this is exactly what we need. We need this detailed manual, which is the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which give us the tips how to act in this life. And again and again and again. So you see now some few teeth that are in this tooth that open paradise. It's seeking knowledge about Almighty Allah, knowing that there is no deity to be worshipped, followed, or obeyed except Almighty Allah, knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had messenger, and the last messenger was Muhammad, peace be upon him. When you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you need to, after that, the natural response, when you know all these qualities about Almighty Allah, you love Him. And after that, this love should be translated into obedience, and this obedience and this submission is the essence of this great religion, Islam.
Thank you very much.
Jazakallahu khairan.
God willing, we'll see you again on the Deen Show.
See you inshallah. Thank you.
And if you liked what the Sheikh Dr. Mandu had to present here today, he has his own section. We've done some more shows with him at thedeenshow.com. You can read a little bit more about him and the key to paradise. First, a negation. You're not God. I'm not God. Jesus is not God. Jesus prayed to God. Muhammad prayed to God. Moses, all the messengers, they prayed to God. Don't be a slave to society and to the fashion and to everything out there. Be a slave. Be committed to pleasing the one who created you. So all these false deities, all these false ideas, erase this from your head, from your system. Ask the one who created you, who gave you life and give you death, to make things clear, to guide you. He's the most loving, He's the most merciful, and He knows what's best for you, and He wants what's best for you. Come back here every week to The Deen Show. We'll see you next time, God willing. As-salamu alaykum.
No speech is better than to do da'wah, to call people to Allah and to do the work.
No speech is better.
No, nothing is better than that.
Is it true that if one person and Allah giving you the ability to guide someone with Allah's permission, the Creator's permission, that is better than everything in this world?
Better than the whole world and everything that's in it. In another narration, it's better than the best of wealth. But if we really felt that, Eddie, would we not be out giving da'wah?
And this is something that we encourage all the MSAs, all the Dawah organizations, the masjids, to get this. We want to print more. We give these to the non-Muslims for free, for free, for free. We want our brothers in humanity to become our brothers in faith.
It's cold, it's late, everybody's sleeping. I arise and ask Allah to forgive me. Oh Allah, you see, oh Allah, you know, all the sins I do. I turn to you to forgive my sins and my heart. I'm your sinful slave, you're my loving Lord, I'm the one who runs away.